The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We read in this week's parasha the whole story of how Bilam tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. How would Bilam have destroyed Klal Yisrael? Not by arms, not with espionage, not with sabotage, but he would destroy them with the power of his mouth. He had the koyach to be mekalel. What exactly was Bilam's koyach to be mekalel, to curse, to be so effective that he was hired? He was a mercenary curser. What exactly was his koyach? The pasuk describes Bilam as being yodea das elyoin. Chazal understand that Rashi brings that he was able to be mechashiv the split second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyes on the world. What that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a need for a temper tantrum, he goes into a room. What it means is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like the Ramchal explains, is kulei toiv, is kulei hatova, kulei chesed, even when it seems not that way, even when it seems that rage, and midas hadin is raging, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam a chelik of that hatova, of that goodskite, of that midas ha giving, of being a noisim to the world, is that it has to have breaks in order to be meaningful. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to have a midas adin in order that we should have meaning in the hatova that we get. It shouldn't just be a freebie, but it should be well-rounded in a way that develops us. Without midas adin, there wouldn't be a checks and balances to give us what we need in order to grow, in order to grow as Yidden, to grow as people, to grow as Klal Yisrael. So Mel is a midas adin. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam puts a break on that midas adin. It shouldn't destroy Chas V'Sholem. And that midas adin has a split second, so to speak, whatever that means, of expression. Bilam was able to tap into that power, Rachman al-Tzan Amidus Adin, and use that to destroy. Now, exactly what could he have said? He had a koyach with his mouth, which means that he had to use not only his ability to know, but he had to use his koyach haper to tap into that. What exactly could he have said in that split second? So this question is asked by Tosfos in Brachos Dav Zayin, it's also Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Dav Dalet, and Tosfos says, the top of Zayin Amar Alf, Shel Molech Ko'asti Loi Nishtayer, those days, by the way, the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so to speak, foiled Bilam's plot, is by not, there was no Midas Hatin. The Svarim even explained, Reb Tzadik HaKohen explains that that's why right after that, Bilam was able to tempt, seduce, and bring down Klal Yisrael with a Midah of Znus, of Arayis, with Bnei Smoyov, that wasn't there before. How is that? Because the world was a place only of Hatova, only of Ahava, of Chesed, the flip side of that, the Chesed and Ahava, if they have no breaks, is, the Svarim tells the Gabi Yishmoel, that he's the Klipa of Avram. It's Hatova, it's Chesed, without Kedusha. So when the world is a place only of Hatova of Chesed without Midas Adin, so then there are no breaks on that Hatova mill, there are no boundaries, and that's where the Nichshol of Bnei Smoyev came from. In any case, Tosfos asked the Kasha, V'mtoyma, maho yoyocholema b'shas vega? What could he have said in that split second? Yesh loymar, Tosfos says, kalim. The word kalim, we'll get back to what the significance of that is. Well, he says that one word, boom. Inami, and this is what we want for our discussion. Since Lamaisa, he would have started being Mekal Boiserega. There was only one split second when he had the power, but Boisoy Ace, not Ace Rotzen Rachmanson, but Oisoy Ace Erotzen, a rega of Midas Adin, Boisosho, at that split second, Hoyamazik Afilachaken, even though he finished saying his Klolo, only afterwards. And this leads us to an interesting discussion. A raya, a fascinating raya that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Kuf Yud brings as a raya to, against something that the Magen Avraham brings b'shem the Knesset HaGdolah. And the words of the Knesset HaGdolah are this. We know the Gemara Brachos tells us that In times of Chazal, it's not something that's done today. In times of Chazal, when people davened in a state of intense concentration and preparation, there are times in a person's life where he's not oimid. We don't use this etzah because we don't daven in such an intense state. The same way a person doesn't daven with kavona, the first brach is not mechava. We don't go back, even though that should be the truth, al pi dinu de gemara, because we're not such mechavnim, we're not such good daveners anyways. By us davening is, we try to grow, but we know where we are. In any case, in the times of Chazal, there was an idea that when a person was in a state where he was not able to leave Olam Hazeh, so to speak, and stand kula in front of the Rebbein Shalom, so he davened the Tefillah Ketzora, which was Havineinu. The first three brachos, the last three brachos are regular. The middle 13 brachos, was said as a kitzer, literally a two-word summary, for a four-word summary of each bracha, and that enabled the person who was not in a state to be able to daven long Shemoneh Esrei to be able to daven properly. It's called Tfilas Havineinu. Says the Knesset HaGdoila, in Simchat Kuf Yud, that if somebody starts davening Shemoneh Esrei the last second, or the last few minutes, of Zman Tfilah, so he's going to have a problem because he's not going to be, certainly not going to be able to complete Shemoneh Esrei in any way before Zman Tfilah. He has 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So what should he do? So he should say Avineinu, Azor Shteitin Knesset HaGdoila. He should daven the first three brachas, do that kitzur tefillah. It's printed up still in some of the storm, even though we're not knowing tzayit bizman hazeh. Last three brachas, and that's that. Question asked, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we have mavur over here that when there's a shas, a time on the clock, that a certain tefillah works, even if you're mashlim after that time, it still has that potency, that power of that time. Bilam's tefillah, not tefillah, klolo, whatever he uttered after the time of that zman where he was mechaven as oise rega, has the power of when he started. So why shouldn't that be true after zman tefillah? That's the Aruch HaShulchan's kasha. In defense of the Knesset HaGdoila, the dimyan, the comparison of the Aruch HaShulchan, raises some eyebrows, a little bit perplexing what the Aruch HaShulchan saw. By Bilam, we're not talking about a zman of a takono when one's supposed to daven. We're talking about a certain midah, a certain ace. It could be that the spiritual potency of that minute, if he started, then the hemshech hadvarim tap into that ace rotzen. Masha'enkein, when we're talking about zman tefillah, chazal u'masakin, that a person has to be yoytze shakris before zman tefillah. It's like a korban. Marshall, let's say in the Beis HaMikdash, they would start bringing a korban tamid shel ben arabayim, the last korban of the day, and it was 2 minutes before shkia. And they did the shkita before. Okay, they did the shkita. The zrika was done afterwards. The korban is brought as kosher because they started bringing the korban before shkia. Of course not. Whatever you did before, you did before. Whatever you did after shkia is not the right time. So a tefillah, which is keneged a korban, it's an act of davening. The act of davening has to be done at a prescribed time. The Marshal Natil's Lulav only takes a second. But let's say it would take 20 seconds. Halal, let's say. You say part of Halal before, Tzeisa Kechavim. If you had a bad day. And part afterwards, you Yoitza. Of course that has to be said by day. So why should Tfilah be any different? Eis Rotzen is different because you're tapping into a spiritual power. What would be more of an apt comparison if we're looking for a dimyan to this idea of Tosfos is what the Machtzah Shekel says in our Chaim Simen Vov, Sivkotn Vov, B'Shem Darizal. Somebody's davening B'tzibur, so he has the power. Tefillah B'tzibur is Nena, the Shari Shemaim give way before the power, the potency of Tefillah B'tzibur. We've learned, I think, to appreciate what it looks like. You know, even though there are certain milas when we daven at our own pace, but the power, the potency of Tefillah B'tzibur, we've learned not to take the gift of Tefillah B'tzibur for granted. And the Arizal says, if somebody is davening tefillah b'tzibur, so then as soon as the tzibur disperses, he should continue saying tehillim, and the tehillim has the same potency, since it's a continuation of his tefillah b'tzibur, it has a potency. Or let's say he starts with the tzibur and then he continues. And he says a bunch of kapit l'ktum, it still has the potency of tefillah b'tzibur. That's more of a comparison. The pshat is, since the beginning of that supplication, of that shas ha-tefillah, was in the Eis Rotzen, which is the gift of the tzibur, so that continues. But when we're talking about a time and a ma'ase mitzvah being done, who says that that if you start before the end of the time, then it's good? Lamaisa, the case that we just said, the Knesset HaGdoyla, is not when somebody is davening the end of Zman Tefillah. Because if somebody is davening Zman Tefillah, so you're allowed to daven Bidievi, you just don't have the schar of Tefillah Bizmano until Chatzois. The real application of this Knesset HaGdoyla that we said would be if it's before Chatzois. Somebody is davening a minute before Chatzois, 3 minutes before Chatzois, so there would be a mokum to say that after Chatzois, the Tefillah is a Baruch Levatola. Beis Yosef Paskins in Simen Pei Tes that davening Shachris after Chatzois, before Zman Mincha starts, by the way, a half an hour, not a half an hour, 30 minutes, a half an hour on the Cheshbon of the day, or Shoz Mani, a half an hour after Chatzois starts Zman Mincha. In that half an hour, Tefillah is a Baruch Levatola. So if he started 3 minutes before and he doesn't have time, that would be the Mokum to say Damas Havinenu. Whereas Lamashal will bring a different example, the Beis Yosef Paskins the Halacha b'shem the Trumas Hadesh and Reish Tamach Gimel l'gabi Kabbalah Shabbos. Person is davening in shul, and the tzibur. We're talking about in those days where there was one tzibur in town. So when they're Mekabel Shabbos, when they say Mizmor Shir, that zman of Kabbalah Shabbos becomes incumbent. It's command anegeh by us, because by us most places there's more than one shul, there's more than one tzibur. So the Kabbalah Shabbos, you're not automatically Mekabel Shabbos with the rest of the tzibur. But let's say in a place where it's a small town, there's one shul, a bungalow colony, let's say. There's only one shul, everybody's davening, that's the minyan. You're a middle of mincha, you came in late, you shaved the last minute, you came running up the, you shtelt zich davening Shmoneh Esrei. In middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you know that everybody's saying Mizmor Shir. So the chur, it's already Shabbos. Beis Yosef says b'shem Shum Sadashin you could be Mamshach. Chayyut should be the same thing. What you said before, now it's Shabbos. It could be that the Shmoneh Esrei of Friday is not a Bruch Levatola on Shabbos. The fact that we don't say Rufo'enu and all the other Bakoshes on Shabbos is a Takonas Chazal that we shouldn't be Mischanim. But Be'etzim, Tfilo, the same Tfilo that is incumbent on a person Friday afternoon, is Friday night. So it is a tefillah. It's not a bracha levatolah. Mashenka, in the case we're talking about after Chatzos, it's a bracha levatolah. Before Zman Mincha, it's you're in no man's land. It's not Zman Shachos. It's not Zman Mincha. On an interesting note, the Kosher Glover was a famous Goyin Adir who was well known before the war, towering Adam Godel, who was a yeshiva in the yeshiva of Rav Meir Shapiro in Lublin after he was Nifter. It was called the Kosher Glover. That was the town he came from. He has a sefer that's awe-inspiring in Goinis and just in Gadlus Bateru. In his sefer Eretz Hatzvi, Chelek Aleph Kufkof Aleph, he was a Chassidish. He was from Poland. He was a Talmud of the Adnei Nezer, and he writes over there Barichus to be matzdik to justify the meaning of the great Chassidish Rebbes. We're not talking about somebody who wakes up late. We're talking about somebody who was an Ovid. And they started, they made extensive preparations for tefillah. And they started davening. And their tefillah stretched way after this man tefillah. And he compares it over there, an interesting comparison, to somebody is in the middle of Shalshudas, and Shalshudas stretches into after Tzeisach HaKavim. Of course, we know the minig is to bench with Ritzei, even though it's after the time. So vice versa, that as long as you have the beginning of the Suda, it's hukva, the poskim say, Birchas HaMozen is hukva al-shem t'chilosoi, and you mention me'en ha'ma'ura yalaviyovoi, or it say, despite the fact that when you're benching, it's Eish Shabbos. He says the same thing as l'gabi zman tefila, which again, goes into what we're talking about, not so clear that comparison is apt. Where the comparison to benching is apt is the fact that Poskim ask a kasha, it's a Bach's kasha, Tofresh Tzadikei, that the Shulchan Aruch does Paskim that, like we said, Ritzei and Yalav Yovi, you say, even though it's Matzah Shabbos already, Purim, if the Suda stretches into the night after Purim, not so clear, Shulchan Aruch and Tofresh Tzadikei brings two opinions if you say Alanisim. What's the difference? You have to say there's a difference, a fundamental difference between Alanisim and Yalav Yovi Ritzei. Yalav Yovi Ritzei is a tefillah of the day. Alanisim, or we'll say it like this, is a tefillah of the Suda of the day. So, Memela, the tefillah is the tefillah of Shabbos. The tefillah, the Suda of Purim is different. There's a din that a person is mechuyev to make a mishta v'simcha on Purim. But not that the Suda, it's not Shabbos. The Suda is not a Sudas Shabbos. So, you have to know exactly how to say it, but it could be that Alanisim is different than Yalav Yom Yitzhak. In any case, the Kosher Glover compares the two ideas. There's definitely what to be mechalik between benching and between tefillah. One last comparison, which fits again to this idea of things that start on time and run late, is the Sheva Brachas. Famous Shaila, Sheva Brachas for a couple, the last day, and by the time you're ready to bench, the Suda was during Shivas Yimei HaMishnah, was during Sheva Brachas, the 7 days. Time you're ready to bench, it's after 7 days. It's already mixed, it's already the night time of the 8th day. They got married on Tuesday night. Let's say. They got married Tuesday night, and it's a summer chasana. It's a late chasana. It was Tuesday afternoon. So 7 days is Tuesday, because they stood under the chuppah, then Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So if you have benching Monday night, it's in a Chinese restaurant someplace, and the benching is later Monday night, you're ready on the 8th day. Do you make Sheva Brachas or not? That's a big discussion in the poskim. Others want a taina that the Sheva Brachas doesn't start by the chuppah, it starts only later on, by the benching of the chasen. That's certainly by night, so you have the next day. In any case, that's another place where this Shtelzich ois. Others want a taina that the suda of a mishta of a Sheva Brachas, again, is Nikra al-Shem Tchilose. Reb Chaim is famously quoted as saying that a chosim v'kala, it's not a din, a suda's chosim v'kala. It's a din in a suda that has a chosim v'kala. They're no longer chosim v'kala. They're already an old married couple. They're married for the grand total of a week already. It's their 8th day of marriage. Sorry, you're not yachsonim anymore. We don't make Sheva Brachas. I remember seeing Reb Avadya Yosef in a tshuva disagrees with that. Part of it is because of the cheshbon that we just mentioned. The chuppah has other cheshbonis, but that's another comparison to this inyan. We'll just mention the first teretz of Tosfos. We started this whole discussion with a teretz of Tosfos that talks about Bilam being mechaven and continuing. The first teretz of Tosfos is that he didn't need more than a second. He said the word kalem. What's the word kalem? Destroy them. And the Svarim tell us, the Balei Machshava tell us, that Kalem is a Rosh Tevis of Koved, the kidneys, Lev, Moyach. And the way Reb Tzadik HaKoyin and Reb Chaim Volozhiner explain, the way they say is that a person is meant to be, the Tzuras HaOdom, being Dovak to the Rebbeinu Shalom, is that his Moyach, his intellectual capacity, controls and directs his emotional capacity, his lev, mem for moyach, lev, lamed for lev, and that directs the meisim of his guf. The guf is given a name in this context, the enzymes and the physical drives that control the body we'll call kovid. Chazal referred to that as the kidneys of a person, the liver of a person, because that drives the physical part of a person. When a person has a mem, a lamed, and a chof, he's a melech. He's in control. He's a representative of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. When he's fakert, and his body is what controls him, and it controls his heart. And his emotions are just there, and they control his mind. So really his mind is on the service of his emotions. His emotions are in the service of his passions, his taivis. Then he's kalem. And that word kalem equals destruction of the human race. The opposite of being a melech, of being a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, is kalem. That was the word that Bilam used. That's what Bilam was. Bilam was a yedeh das elyon, but it was all in the service of his haughtiness, of his bad midos, of his taivis, of his cheshik for money, for covet, for power, and so on. Rebbeinu Shem shall help us that we should be zeiche to the midah of Malchus, and thereby will be speared from the kalem of Bilam in his life.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.